Many Eagles, Phillies, Flyers, and Sixers fans in the pre-internet ESPN infancy age got their sports fix from Action News sportscaster Don Tollefson. Once the region's highest paid sportscaster, he left broadcast TV in 2008, and his life has taken a decidedly different turn since. Joining me with details of today's court proceedings is WHYY's Brian Hickey. Brian?
How are you, Dave?
Brian, apparently when Tollefson left broadcasting, he went into the business of selling travel packages.
That's what the evidence that the prosecution shared today during opening arguments was. He would go to charity events and try to sell these deals that he had, specifically through the Eagles, is what he claimed, where you would get airfare, tickets to the game, and a hotel for $500.
Those were the promises, but many are saying he didn't deliver, and now he faces $340,000 in fraud charges.
And 37 years in prison if all goes the prosecution's way. The heart-wrenchingest part of today's testimony was the parents of a police officer killed in the line of duty, Brad Fox, up in, I think, Plymouth Township. They were showed video of him speaking at a fundraiser for that, where it was the $500 trips to Denver, I think they were. And nobody ever saw anything, and Fox's dad was the first witness to testify, and while he wasn't screaming angry, you could tell that it was heartbreaking to him to have to relive not only his son's death, but the fact that someone allegedly came in and exploited people who were giving in the name of his dead son's children, and that was a tough thing to watch.
So it's interesting, he pled guilty late last year. What's happened now?
He rescinded the guilty plea, and he was offered another plea deal yesterday, and he declined to take that, rather wanting to defend himself in court against the charges.
And how did that go today?
It was interesting. He spoke for himself. He addressed the jury. He spoke about how addiction may have led him to this. The heart of his argument is that he wasn't intending to defraud. He was a bad businessman, and he wasn't capable of putting the trips together as opposed to outright fraud.
So what of his legal acumen opting to not have counsel?
He held himself presentably, I guess is how I would present it in court.
Is he risking ultimately getting a sentence more severe than what this plea bargain would have offered?
Unquestionably. I may be wrong here, but I don't think he could possibly get, if he's guilty, I don't think he will be convicted and sentenced to anything less than the deal. Nobody seems to think he'll get all 37 years if convicted, but that's a hefty risk to take.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
WHYY's Brian Hickey on Newsworks Tonight.